Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
The Lord is my shepherd. Literally, Yahweh is my shepherd. And I'd like to draw your attention first to how personal this psalm is. My shepherd. There's no plurals. There's no we's or us's in this psalm. It's not the Lord is our shepherd. David says, he's my shepherd. So in this psalm, just for a moment, all the rest of the flock, all the other sheep just sort of disappear from view. And it's just me and my shepherd. The only two characters here. What is it like to have a shepherd-sheep kind of relationship with God? What an amazing thing to realize that if you're one of the sheep, the great shepherd of the sheep, Jesus calls himself in the New Testament, the great shepherd of the sheep. And the great shepherd, if you're one of the sheep, the great shepherd is tending your soul right now. Strengthening it, examining it, working to remove the diseased portions of it, taking care of it, protecting it. He's doing that now. He'll be doing that 3 hours from now, even if you're not even thinking about him. You're not even paying attention to him. He'll still be tending your soul. The first line in the psalm summarizes the whole rest of the psalm. When he says, Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Be in want is kind of old English. It just means you'll lack nothing that you need. I will lack nothing that I need. I have everything I need if I have him. If I have a shepherd-sheep kind of relationship with Christ, then I have absolutely everything I need. What counts as a need? Anything that's necessary for pleasing God. That's what you need. To drive to work, you need a car. To eat cereal, you need a spoon. To please God, you need. And then whatever follows is absolutely guaranteed if you're a sheep. Absolutely guaranteed. We lack nothing that we need. Nothing. Do I lack some things? Yes, but nothing that I need. And that's huge. That's huge. Because if you're like me, I don't know what it's like for you, but for me, I don't know if an hour goes by in the day when I'm not tempted to think I'm lacking something that I need. I think I need to have relief from this pain or that pain. I need to have some distress or difficulty taken care of. I think I need proof of God's provision for the future that he's going to take care of me. I think I need a resolution of some past problem. I imagine that I need more time in the day. I need more strength. I need more money. I need more whatever. Do I lack anything? Yes, I lack some things. I lack everything that I shouldn't have. I lack all of the things that God has not been pleased to give me, but everything that I need, I have. I either already possess it or I have free access to it. If you have a shepherd-sheep relationship with God, he'll supply you with everything you need. And the very first thing you need, the very first thing he mentions in this psalm is something you maybe wouldn't have guessed. What do you need to glorify God? What do you need to really honor him? Look at verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Literally, that phrase, quiet waters, is waters of a resting place. The very first thing we need in order to glorify and honor and please God is rest. Rest. Now, why do you suppose he starts there? Why is rest such a big deal? What honors him the most is when he is shown to be the provider and the giver, the shepherd, the caretaker, the generous giver, not the needy beneficiary. That's what glorifies God. And so there's nothing that glorifies him quite like just resting in him, because it's really obvious when you're resting in him, you're not contributing anything to him, right? So that's why he loves for us to find rest in him. It honors him so much. I think one of the most powerful ways that you can glorify God in your life is just by going to sleep, just going to bed at night. Right? Because every time you do that, every time you go to sleep at night, What are you doing? You're leaving the entire universe in the hands of God to take care of without your help for the next 8 hours. Right? And during that time, you're completely dependent, totally dependent on Him for everything. You can't, when you're asleep, you can't take care of yourself. You can do nothing for yourself. You can't protect yourself. You can't accomplish anything. You can't get anything done. You can't even think anything through. It's only by God's grace that you can avoid drooling all over yourself. Obviously, it doesn't glorify God if you're able to sleep and rest because you're trusting something else to do all that, if you're trusting your security system or something else. But if you're able to rest because you trust in God, that honors Him and it shows Him to be trustworthy and strong and loving and good. And it puts Him on display as the only source of rest, the only source. And that's the key. Psalm 62:1. My soul finds rest in God alone. There's no other source. Where do you go for rest? When you're worn out, tired, you just need to be rejuvenated. Where do you go? Television? That's not rest. Those aren't green pastures. That's the battleground. You can turn on the TV, but I'll tell you, if you turn on the TV, you better have your armor on. You better have your sword in your hand. You better be fighting spiritually. That is a warfare. That's no rest. So where do you go for rest? I mean, you can rest your mind watching TV. You can't rest your soul. Where do you get rest for your soul? God alone, Psalm 62:1. Only God. And when you can say, my soul finds rest in God alone, that glorifies Him. Did you know that sheep are such incredibly dependent, helpless, needy animals that they can't even rest themselves without their shepherd? They can't do anything without their shepherd, not even rest. I was reading one shepherd who talked about how difficult it is to get sheep to lie down. He says it's a very hard thing to do. They're such skittish critters that if there's anything nearby that scares them, even a little bit, they won't lie down. If there are flies or pests or anything like that, they won't lie down. If they're hungry, they won't lie down. Even if they're not hungry, but they can't see any pasture or food that they can eat, next time they do get hungry, they won't lie down. They just need everything lined out. They need everything taken care of. They need a shepherd to take care of all of that before they can. I mean, how hard is it to rest? And yet without God's enablement, so often we can't do it. We get tired and we can't sleep. We get tense and we can't relax our muscles. We get all worked up and we can't calm ourselves down. We get fatigued and we can't get rejuvenated. We can't even rest. It all comes from God. And the language here is very interesting. It's a causative form, which means it says the shepherd is the one who causes this rest to happen. He makes it. It's not just He lets you rest. When it says He makes me lie down, that's exactly what it means. He makes it happen. Every time you manage to rest, that's God's doing. Every time you get any kind of refreshment, that is God's doing. We're not capable of doing that on our own. We can lay down in a bed. We can't make ourselves go to sleep. Psalm 127:2 says, the Lord grants sleep to those He loves. The Lord doesn't grant us rest. We're not going to be able to rest. And I'll tell you, I experienced this last week as I was studying this verse. So many times God will test me with the very things that He's teaching me when I'm studying a passage. Last week, I'm studying Psalm 23. I'm studying a verse about how God makes me lie down in green pastures. And I'm reading the commentary, and all of a sudden I get to thinking about the whole ordeal that's been going on this week. And my stomach tightens up and my thoughts start racing. And I find myself, a half an hour later, I'm staring at the same paragraph in the commentary, and I still don't know what it's saying. And I'm distracted. And so I get myself calmed down, and I get myself focused again. And like 2 minutes later, another thought pops in my head. Boom, I'm right back into this chaos of turmoil and agitation inside. And I would try to calm my soul, and I couldn't do it. How helpless does a creature have to be incapable of rest? To need help to rest, and not just a little bit of help. It takes nothing less than an act of God to get this soul to rest. How helpless are we? But I do have a shepherd who is able to make me lie down in green pastures. What an image that is. Isn't that a beautiful... It's no mystery why this is such a beloved psalm. Green pastures, lying down. That's paradise rest. Because green pastures, that's what sheep eat, right? You're laying down in your own food is the idea. Does that sound like paradise or what? Just laying down in a bed of food. God makes a bed for me out of the very things that will nourish my soul and satisfy my cravings. And so my very lying down is a nourishing of my soul.
Today we just introduced the idea, the concept, so we understand that rest must come from God. But if it comes from God, you can't do it on your own. Does that mean you just have to wait around until God gives you rest? No. There are some things you can do to gain access to the rest that God provides. And Scripture gives very clear instruction on how to do this. So for the next couple weeks on this podcast, all the episodes are going to be devoted to how to find that rest, what we must do to gain access to the rest that God provides. So I hope these next couple of weeks will be a great unburdening and a time of refreshment and renewal in your life as you learn more and more how to rest in Him, how to come to Him and take His easy yoke upon you. So all that's coming up, but for now, let's just do this. This is an exercise that I've done that's just been a great help in understanding this particular aspect of God's nature, that He provides rest, that He makes His sheep lie down in green pastures. That's an attribute of God that's very important for you to understand. So to help you understand it, just do this very simple thing. Every time you enjoy physical rest, remind yourself of this attribute. So suppose you're real tired and you just kind of lay down on the couch and lay your head down and just feel so good to just close your eyes for a second. Or you lay down in bed and it feels good to just relax your body. You're exhausted, or maybe you're just working really hard on something. Your muscles are burning and then you just take a break and it feels good to sit down and give your muscles a chance to recover or whatever. Anytime rest feels really good, physical rest feels really good, just use that as a memory cue to say, this physical phenomenon exists like this to teach me what God does for the human soul, what He offers my soul. Rest is from God. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. The critical part of the Christian life that you seek it from God. And if you seek it, He will provide it. And we're going to see how that all shakes out in the days to come.
Thank you for listening. We pray these principles from the Word of God are helping you find the peace of God as you draw near to the God of peace. Maybe there's someone in your network who would enjoy these podcasts. You never know how posting a link on Facebook might change someone's day or their whole life. Please remember to pray for this ministry, and remember that we're a crowd-funded ministry, so every gift helps. Just go to treasuringgod.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.